Wishing you a beautiful Sunday, and I hope you're having a lovely weekend. So we are going into our final week now of our topic on healing, and it's been such a gentle and lovely month, and I've really enjoyed the teachings around it, and I've been following on this healing path myself as well, by the way, as I always do it with every month, but I really have with this one. And I just wanted to see, you know, have you gained any insights? Has it brought any peace or kind of serenity to your life, or have you realized anything? And even for those who have only joined even in the last week or two as members, you know, how have you found just taking these steps now to look after yourself a little bit more? As we are moving into this last week, I wanted you to think a little bit about your healing path in general. So a lot of times when we're moving forward and we're starting to feel good, or we're gaining a little bit of momentum, sometimes we get a bit of a setback. It can be a setback from our internal self, you know, our emotions, our thoughts, or sometimes it can be something external, something happening, somebody saying something or doing something, or just simply even a resistance to saying, okay, things are going okay, but there's a little bit of fear coming up here. So when that happens, it can actually set us off our path for a prolonged period of time. It's okay to have a day or two like that. That's completely normal. And as well as women, and I've talked about this a few months ago, we have cycles, you know, so our menstrual cycle divides us up into actually four seasons within the 4 weeks. And also for women who don't even have your menstrual cycle anymore, you will still follow a certain pattern like that. So there's some weeks you're going to feel more outward and want to do things and proactive, and sometimes you're going to feel more inward and want to look after yourself more and want to be cozy, and sometimes you're going to feel all over the place. And I think what's really important on your healing path is to recognize and start to track a little bit of when those things come up for you, in what part of the month, how often. And actually really starting to track this is very important, because you can then know, okay, well, I'm actually feeling a bit like non-productive now, and I just want to cozy up and not do anything. So it's important to allow yourself to do that. I think what happens to us is that when we're in that mood and we don't allow ourselves to do it, we end up getting overwhelmed, and then we could end up like having to, you know, you might end up burning out, you might end up having to cancel people, you might end up getting frustrated with people, you might get frustrated with your partner or people in your life. Because what you're not doing is not honoring yourself and acknowledging yourself. So, getting this pattern is really, really helpful and beneficial to where you are in yourself. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful way of having those little kind of tools in place to respond to what part of your cycle you're in. I'm not just talking about menstrual cycle, I'm just talking about month, like our month-to-month cycles of how we feel mood-wise as women with our hormones and all the rest. But the other thing I wanted to talk about, and this is actually in relation to honoring ourselves, is to know that when we honor ourselves, we're fully in alignment with ourselves. So how do we allow and say, okay, I'm having a bad day, I feel resistance, I feel fear, I feel crap, I just don't want to do it, that's it, I'm just putting my foot down, I've had enough. Like, how do you overcome that so that you can move back into yourself? So first of all, I would say, in terms of honoring yourself, it's acknowledging that aspect of yourself, acknowledging that fear, that emotion or thought or that situation that's happened. Give it space, look at it, ask why it's annoyed you or why you're feeling frustrated, and allow yourself then to say, okay, now, after you've investigated and given it time and space, ask, is that situation or thought or emotion going to bring you further away from where you want to go in life, or closer to it? And I know I've mentioned this before, but this is literally my go-to thing. So like, I will look and think, okay, what is this doing for me? Is this setting me off path, or is this keeping me on path? Now, the hard part is when it's setting us off path, it mightn't be as straightforward as to sort it out in a day or two, but having that acknowledgement of what is truly right for you, honoring that as a second part of that, by giving it space and time in your head to be acknowledged, actually starts to bring you back into your core. And as the closer you move back to your core and the closer you move back into connection with yourself, the more then that you're actually going to start to feel ease in the body to deal with whatever is happening, to react in whatever way you need to react that's going to be good for you, and to, again, honor and acknowledge yourself. So the path of healing can be so much easier when we don't have to get taken off it for so long, for weeks or even for months when some things can fester away within us or affect us in a way that we get stuck in that. And that's what's really, really important. So I'd like you to think about that. Think about it in the past when you've been going along really well and something kind of set you back. What did you do? How did you bring yourself back in? But also going back to knowing what your moods are, knowing what your type of energies are. So like, I'll go through parts of the month where I'm really proactive, I feel really good, I'm like, want to get loads done, want to see people, and then I go through parts of the month where I don't. And they say, again, for those of us who still have a menstrual cycle, they can be in connection with that. So obviously before your period and coming into your period can be a time of just really wanting to hibernate, not feeling great, and then you start to come out of that, and as you move into even ovulation time, you start to get this surge of energy again. But without having a menstrual cycle as well, you will still experience that. And if you're tracking it, you will actually start to see it. But then it's like, okay, how do I respond to that? Because you have to mind yourself. If you're not feeling up to being productive, then how do you continue your life on without doing that? Now, I did do I think it might have been February time. One of the bundles, if you want to go back up and look, if you weren't a member at that time or didn't do it, is about responding to the cycles of life, and that's part of it, so you could have a look back at that if you wanted to. But that is something that I'd like you to have a look at today, because this is really important on our healing path, and I'm looking forward now as we finish up over the next week. Also, just to say, on Monday the 21st of December, it's the winter solstice, and there's also a huge conjunction of planets. I'm gonna say, I know Saturn's one of them, I can't remember what the other one of this one is, but this is about starting to bring us into the age of Aquarius, which has been talked about and written about for so many hundreds of years. But also this conjunction only happens every 600 years. It's a really powerful time as we start to get projected forward now into this new energy and this new world that's been created over this past year. And my God, has it been getting created in lots of different ways. So I'm going to be doing a class that night. It's going to be an hour and a half. We're going to do journaling. We're going to do a winter solstice ritual as well. And then we're going to do meditation. So it's going to be a beautiful night. I'll put up details about it. But if you do want to attend that night, it's free for members. Just let me know and I can send you the details closer to the time. Okay, well, mind yourself and have a lovely Sunday and a lovely week.